Senator Cory Booker is hosting a Memorial Day barbecue in Polk County, Iowa. Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders are on the trail in New Hampshire. So is former Republican Governor Bill Weld. And as we dive headlong into the summer campaign, there's an effort underway to get the candidates talking about something that usually gets less attention: issues important to people with disabilities. Andrew Polrang is co-founder of the Twitter hashtag CryptTheVote. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Encrypt the vote. Explain. What does that mean?
Well, it's a hashtag that we came up with to basically tie together conversations on Twitter about people with disabilities in politics. And specifically, we started it around the 2016 election and the lead up to that, and have continued it ever since.
I'm surprised to use that phrase, crip, though. Can you explain why you would do that?
Well, yeah, you're not the only one. It's partly to kind of draw attention, and it does refer to sort of a slur, but it's also, for a long time in the disability community, some of us at least have used it kind of as a reclaimed thing, kind of ironic and with a little bit of pride. So it's a little bit of a twist on an insult.
Does having a disability tend to affect the way that people vote on election day?
That's kind of hard to tell. Some of the studies that have been done indicate a slight, you know, leftward lean in the disability community. But as far as I've seen, not a whole lot. And part of our conversation is discussing amongst ourselves, well, what does it mean? Does it change how we would otherwise vote if it wasn't for the fact that we were disabled?
Well, nonetheless, the candidates are paying attention. Here's Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking in Massachusetts earlier this year.
And we can't be blind to the fact that the rules in our country have been rigged against other people for a long time. Women, LGBTQ Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, immigrants, people with disabilities, and we need to call it out.
And here's South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who also knows American Sign Language, answering a question from Jennifer Laszlo of the disability advocacy group Respectability back in April.
Can I ask you if you'll be putting people with disabilities in your campaign ads in the future and on your staff?
What's that?
And on your staff?
Yes.
He said yes when asked if he would put people with disabilities on his staff. Bernie Sanders says on his website that the civil rights of people with disabilities are not always protected. Are you surprised by how much attention this issue has gotten so far this election?
Actually, I'm not surprised. You know, mentioning people with disabilities along with other groups who are not well represented does happen. It's happened before. I think it's a good sign that it's happening early. And as far as I think the one thing that is somewhat new, the question of having people with disabilities on campaign staff and administrations. That's something that we're seeing as a trend in our community of CryptTheVote that wasn't totally there early when we started, that it isn't just policy, it's participation.
Healthcare, clearly an important issue for people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing from the candidates this year, and what do you want to hear?
Well, we are hearing more of a recognition that healthcare policy includes some very specific things that affect people with disabilities, such as long-term care. It was interesting that in 2016, when various ideas about universal healthcare were really being taken somewhat seriously, it was interesting to us and encouraging, but it was upsetting that none of the plans at that time addressed, like, how do you get care in your home to live independently, which is part of healthcare but wasn't really part of the plans. Now they really are. More and more of these plans are taking into account. Not all of them, but, you know, a lot more than were before. So that's progress.
Will you be endorsing anybody in this election?
No, we don't endorse, and we're a nonpartisan conversation.
Well, regardless of who wins the nomination on the Democratic side, the candidate they're probably going to be running against is President Trump. We know over the years he's made some derogatory comments about people with disabilities. Last year, he said the Paralympics were inspiring but also, quote, tough to watch. And, of course, he was criticized for mocking a reporter with a physical disability on the campaign trail. What's your message to the president in this election year?
Well, it's hard to say that I have a message for him on that. I mean, these are pretty obviously offensive statements, and he shouldn't be making them. The more interesting thing to me is, and from what we've observed, you know, we acknowledge these things and we don't like them, but they don't draw quite as much interest from the actual disability community as they do from everyone else, which is kind of interesting.
Why do you think that is?
Well, we're focused on policy and practices, not necessarily just rhetoric. But I think also some of it has to do with we're not surprised by this. We experience, some of us more than others, but all of us have experienced ableism in our actual real lives. We know that it exists and that it's relatively common. So there's that shock value, I think, is not quite there for us. So yes, we say, yeah, oh, there we go. That's really terrible. But we don't make that – what more is there to say? You know, after that, there's not much more to add. And we go on and we discuss healthcare and employment and the Americans with Disabilities Act and, you know, things that actually, you know, affect people's lives.
That's Andrew Polrang. He's co-founder of the Twitter hashtag CripTheVote. Andrew, thanks for speaking with me.
Well, thank you very much for having me.